What do you think would happen if we presented this case to 25 breast cancer investigators and said, would you order a genomic assay in this patient? If so, which one? What do you think they would say?
You get three different answers.
I mean, actually, I can tell you, you get two answers.
Yeah.
Neither of which is what you did, incidentally. Just want to point out, which is because we actually did that survey at abstract at ASCO on this. So what we found is that half of the investigators are using 21 gene recurrence score, node positive, particularly low volume axillary, you know, one node in particular, and the others don't use anything, but none of them use the 70 gene assay, which you used in this case. What was your thinking in doing that as opposed to the 21 gene?
I just feel like, you know, the 21 gene assay in the node positive disease just has so much less in the way of validation. I mean, we're still waiting for our responder, and until that comes out, just the data hooking onto the SWOG trial just doesn't feel good to me. And sure, if they have a low score, then that's potentially reassuring. But so many of these wind up being intermediate, and then that wouldn't really have gotten me anywhere. And so the MINDAC data for me, I understand the concerns that it hasn't excluded a benefit of chemotherapy in low genomic, high risk, high clinical. I get that. But on the other hand, it does suggest that the benefit of chemotherapy in that setting is going to be less. And if that's the case, in this particular scenario where the lady was already kind of biased against it, I personally would have felt pretty comfortable just giving her hormone therapy alone in that setting.
Interesting. I thought, you know, globally, the thing that I found most interesting about the survey, and I don't know, did you take it? Because I know we send you stuff all the time, but you must not have been in there because nobody answered 70 gene, although, you know, maybe it was individual for this patient. But the thing
I'm okay with a 70 gene assay for node positive disease. I know that the vibe has not been particularly enthusiastic, but it seems like at least it was validated in a big data set.
Absolutely. And I think the vibe is just more, well, we're used to the 21 gene is not a gigantic reason to change kind of thing, rather than, you know, it's not valid, but kind of like, well, we've already got used to using Palbo. I don't know. I thought globally the thing that was most interesting, though, about it, the survey that we did, and we knew this was going to happen because we ask people all the time. We know people are split about it. But the thing that was amazing is, you know, you have this ASCO guideline statement out there saying, do not do a genomic assay in a patient who has a positive node. Mm-hmm. And then you've got half the investigators who are doing it. And it's just, you read that paper, you don't get. We did a piece about this, and actually a very prominent member of that committee contacted me and gave me a long list of why they put that in there. He didn't want to publish, but I totally understand it. But I just think it's amazing that there's a guideline out there, and yet a lot of investigators are not following it, including you.
Yeah, including me. I mean, I think this is a case where you're trying to give patients information to help them make decisions. And I think, you know, would it have been wrong to have given this lady chemotherapy if she had a low genomic risk score or even if she had a low oncotype score? No, I don't think it would have been wrong. But certainly in terms of her own decision making, having an additional test to support the idea that she needed to be treated was helpful to her. It gave her that additional confidence that this was the right decision and the motivation to go through the toxicity of what she's going through.